we close, I'm going to close with an assignment. We believe this is a disciples' meeting. We came this morning, as you saw, and praised and prayed because we are a praying and praising people. We have shared the word and responded to the word. But this is a group of disciples. And listen, it is not discipleship if there are not assignments. If you were studying anywhere and decided to go to a ministry school, you would get assignments in certain places. And not everyone has to do that. I don't even know everyone in this room. But I want to say this and testify to it. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest news on planet Earth. Amen. I was lost and now I'm found. I was separated from God and Jesus made atonement on the cross by shedding his blood. And I say yes and amen. I could go pay for my sin myself, but I choose that he pay for it. And grace has come and this good news has transformed my life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, it says in verse 19, I believe it is, the Lord says, I set before you life and I set before you death. I set before you a blessing and a cursing. Most of the planet is choosing death and cursing. That's the easy route. They choose their own way. They choose to satisfy their own body. They choose to satisfy their own minds and to have their own way. But praise God, the Lord has got a remnant. He's got a people who've been convicted by the Spirit and are set free from the shackles of death, that have said yes to the best news on the planet. Aren't you glad that Jesus died for your sins? Aren't you glad that he rose from the dead? And I tell you, this same Father who came after you and got you in your mess and keeps coming after you in your mess wants to use you to give this good news to other messes. So here's my assignment, and this is a big one, and you don't have to do it. How am I going to keep you accountable? But I'm going to challenge you. I'm challenging everyone in this room to pray specifically for an opportunity to share the good news of the gospel and for you to do that. You could learn evangelism by reading a book, but probably not real well. You could go to a conference and try to learn evangelism, but does everybody know what the best school for learning evangelism is? What is it? Doing evangelism. Jumping into those waters, splashing around, not doing great, but engaging lost people with the gospel. You can do this. And here's a problem, and I shared this in Wichita. We Spirit-led people, and I love being Spirit-led, but we've produced a default position. Here's our default position. I'm going to be around lost people, and I'm not going to say anything unless the Spirit moves me. Anybody know that thought? I'm not going to engage unless the Spirit moves me. My default place is shut my mouth. I just want to encourage you and challenge you to think about whether that's the true default position for a believer. What if the default position was, I'm going to share the gospel with every lost person I see unless the Spirit of God says, don't you talk about Jesus? Wouldn't that be wild? Yeah. Wouldn't that be wild if that was the shift of our default? If I said, read your Bible, you're like, bam, I got to go read my Bible. You go read your Bible. If I say, pray, you go pray. If I say, go share the gospel, it's tough, isn't it? It's tough. You know why? Because demon spirits don't want the best news on the planet to get out. And so you're afflicted. You have self-consciousness. You feel fear. You're all messed up with thinking you don't know enough. I'm telling you, the gospel is simple. God loved the world so much, he sent his son to be the sin bearer. I'm in trouble. Every person's in trouble, but he bore our sin on the cross and rose from the dead. He who confesses him as Lord can be saved. This is simple. I just went over the gospel again with you. Now you're all qualified. You can pick up your degree on the way out. This is all you need to know, that you're a mess who received the best news on the planet. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more fun than seeing somebody come to Jesus. Anybody been around when somebody came to Jesus? Are you blessed? You're blessed. We're blessed when we share the news and they go, yes, that's blessing. I mean, it's party. Angels party is what Luke 15 says in heaven. There's rejoicing in heaven. You feel blessing. But here's the good news for you guys. 1 Peter 4:18 says, if you are rejected for the sake of Jesus' name, the Spirit of glory rests on you and you're blessed. Do you know what that means? I'm blessed when they receive, and I'm blessed when they make fun of me and reject. Either way, I get blessed when I get the good news out. That's the deal. I remember my brother Tim telling me how much he loved evangelism. He witnesses to all the patients that come in. And I remember him saying that to me a couple years ago. Listen, Sam, we're blessed when people say yes to Jesus, but we're blessed when they reject and say no, because the scripture says that. Jesus was rejected, and we share in that rejection with him. And what happens is a spirit of glory comes on us, is what the Bible says, when they reject us. This is a win-win situation for you people. I want you to be blessed. I want God to be glorified, and I want people to be saved from an eternal hell away from the Lord. I want them to know the most famous, important person on the planet who is rejected more than anybody else. That's Jesus. I want them to know that, but listen, I want you to be blessed too. And I know how you're blessed. You get on mission. You get on mission, and you get the blessing of them receiving, or you get the blessing of them rejecting. Whose opinion is going to matter when you stand before the Lord that day? May the Lord loose the grip of the fear of man off of us. So I have an assignment for you all. It's so exciting, isn't it? You can check in. Here's your homework. Please share the gospel. Pray, Lord, open my eyes and give me one person to share the gospel with. And then share, and then come back and tell the story. Go tell somebody, man, that went bad. I stumbled all over myself. I'm not even sure I said the right thing. That's going to be okay. You think you're going to screw people up by telling them the best news in a bad way? Is that better than them never hearing the good news? It's good. Now, I don't want anybody walking out of here feeling guilty, but we have had a serious warfare whammy-bammy deal done. I'm not sure what a whammy-bammy deal is, but something's torqued and tweaked us that the best news on the planet, I bet if I asked all of you, is Jesus, that we're embarrassed about that. I'm telling you, it's just warfare, and we can bust out of this bubble. May the Lord change our default position. Share the good news. Share it. Some people are going, yes, this is awesome. And some people are going, you're stupid. Get out of my face. You're judging me. Either way, you're blessed. Either way, it's not your job to save anyone. Nobody can save anybody. It's your job to be an ambassador and say the good news. And then let the Spirit of God do what he does so well. Amen, everybody? You can do this. You can do it, disciples. He made you for more than just coming and sitting and listening to someone talk about it. He made you to be out in the war zone. He made you to be in the midst of this thing. Housewives, people who are working jobs, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can do this thing, and God will open doors. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for this wonderful group of disciples. I pray you fill them with the Holy Spirit. I pray that they would take the challenge seriously, an assignment to not only have relationship with you and walk thankful, but to share the best news on planet Earth with people who desperately need it. Thank you that we don't have to do this out of guilt. Thank you that we don't have to do it out of obligation. This is the best. We get a new car, we brag about it. We have a success, we brag about it. This is the most braggable thing on planet Earth, to tell about Jesus and salvation in him. So I pray that you would empower a room full of evangelists who've gone to school and let them learn in the midst of doing. We pray you activate New Life El Dorado. And we pray for the thousands. Join with me. Would you all stand, please, with me for a moment? We'll just end with this. Father, we pray for the thousands of people in El Dorado that are entrenched in darkness and sin. God, have mercy. We've tried programs, we've built buildings, but your way is going to be the way. Your people, weak people, filled with the Spirit, being faithful ambassadors. So Lord, we pray for thousands and thousands to have the Spirit of conviction on their heart. Do in them what we cannot do, and save them from their daily suicide that they're committing. May they stop choosing the way of death. We thank you that this is not about any political party. It's not about any economic level. This is about the truth. And so, Father, bless your people. Send your people to get the blessing of sharing the good news with those in our area. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.